in the perfect world, mm-hmm. and everything is going just how you want it to be, mm-hmm. where would you be today?
Well, today I'm really happy at where I'm at. I learn something new every single day. And I'd like to think, gosh, at 15 I would have loved to be a superstar. But I've learned so much. And when my time comes, I'll be ready for it. And so right now I'm happy. I'm hoping in the next 5 years I'll be in a much richer place. with a huge audience.
When you perform the songs that you perform mm-hmm. in your show, you stay really country.
Yes, I do.
You know, you're yes. right. You're and a lot of them are the classics.
Yeah.
I saw you perform for the first time, and as I was listening and watching you play, I kept thinking that it was just like if I was seeing Patsy Cline or Loretta Lynn, one of the greats, for the first time, and it excited me very much to get that feeling from you. When you sing, you give it everything you have on every song. There's no, at no point is there laying back or taking a break on this one. I mean, every one of them, and you stay true to the melody.
Oh, thank you, Bronson. That means so much to me. Patsy Cline, I'll tell you what, I love that woman. So she's definitely my idol of all time. So for you to say that to me, that's very, very nice. I really appreciate that.
I like the fact that you sing her great songs, but in your own way with your own voice. You never try to sound like them.
Yeah. And that was something my dad always told me. He'd say, Megan, if you want to be a superstar, which you will be.
Of course.
That's what he would tell me.
Of course, he's a smart man.
Which you will be. You have got to sound like you. Don't try to sound like anybody else. Don't try to sound like Reba as much as I'd like to. You know, Patsy Cline, they already have those people. You be yourself. You gather the information from these artists that you love so much and learn from them and make what they did so great into your own thing. So I'm glad that you recognize that. My dad would be proud. That's good. Thank you very much.
You came here, 4 or 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
What advice would you have for someone who is themselves considering relocating to Nashville?
Wow. To be a singer, obviously. Well, I would say it's hard and frustrating, and I didn't get to sing 3 words in front of anybody until I was here for 3.5 years already. But to keep trucking and to know that, to always know what's going to happen, you know, to really, to know I'm here for a reason, I have a destiny, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to let anything get in my way, I'm doing it. This is my life, I've done it since I was a baby, and I've wanted it, and I'm not leaving until I'm satisfied.
If you could get on stage and share the stage with any artist that you would possibly want to, who would it be?
Reba, of course. Although I'm not sure that I could hold myself together for that amount of time. I'm preparing myself because I'm hoping someday I will get to meet Reba again. I got to meet her once. I'm going to tell you this story. It's an amazing story. I was, I think, a freshman in high school. In my drama class at Philo in Ohio, we decided to everybody get together and go to New York City for a little class trip. So we went out there for about a week, and one night we were walking down this alley, this dirty alley, there, and it was my mother and my acting coach, and there was this woman standing outside of this alley door with this red rope coming out of it. She was holding onto this red rope just by herself, and she looks at me and she says, "Do you know who Reba McEntire is?" And I went, "Yeah, I know who Reba McEntire is." She said, "Well, she'll be coming out of these doors in just a few minutes. You've got to stick around and wait for her." She was doing Annie Get Your Gun on Broadway. And so, of course, I flip out and start screaming. So I stand there right in front of the door and wait for her for like 2 hours. She finally comes out, and I'm bawling so hard, bawling. People around me were scared, asking my mother, "Is she okay? Is she okay?" Bawling. So Reba comes up to me, and I'm basically having a heart attack, and crying so hard I could barely keep my eyes open. It was very dramatic. So she comes over to me. I had this piece of paper for her to sign. I think it was a bill for some Broadway play that we had been to, and I handed it over to her. And I think she signed it. I can't really remember, but I remember her looking at me and giving me a big hug. And she said, "Please, honey, don't cry. You're going to make me cry." And I just thought that was the most amazing thing in the world.
I could see so, you opening for Reba.
I could see that being very much. And I'm going to have, I cry watching Reba's television show. I'm obsessed. I have problems.
I'm not sure I'd tell a lot of people about that.
I know.
Hopefully Reba's listening.
I know. I hope so.
And she says, "Well, let me get Megan over here and open up my next show."
Well, I'd have to. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. No, I love Reba. So that there's my answer. I could talk about Reba all day.
Thank you so much for being listening.
No problem, Bronson. I love it. I'm excited.
I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank
I know
you
you're
so
going to have a big career.
I hope you're right. I appreciate it.